Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend James Baumgardner is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Matthew 12, 1 through 7. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck ears of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? For have you not read in the law how the Sabbath priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would have not condemned the guiltless." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, dear friends, and for his glory. It is certainly possible that they started off with a noble cause. Guard the way of the Lord in order to keep things pure and right. That's sort of how the group of the Pharisees began. Some 200 years before the birth of Jesus, the Seleucid Empire, the Greeks, they were in full control of the land of Israel. And they forced Greek culture upon the Jews by stripping away and forbidding all things Jewish at the time. And so Jewish men stepped forward to guard the Torah, the law, to hold it high and to keep it holy. The Pharisees were the Jews who took the ways of the Lord and made well and certain that it endured that face of evil. Good for them. That's noble. But if I were to take something and keep it upon myself in order to guard it and keep it holy, at some point, you would probably see me building a fence around it to make it easier to guard. And if I were still a little bit nervous about defaming it or breaking it, I might just build another fence around it, this time a little further out. And that's what the oral tradition that the Pharisees were known for began to do. The Torah was holy, and so the Pharisees kept everyone at a distance. And they added laws to laws so that the original laws remained untouched. And the problem with building fences around the ways of the Lord is that those fences tend to be built out of our own fears and our frustrations and our own selfishness and our own pride. Because you see what we've just done, right? We've built our own version of the law in an effort to keep holy the law. What starts off noble becomes distorted in sin. And this is what we encounter in that wide open grain field of our text for this morning. We encounter fences expertly placed by the Pharisees to guard and to keep the Sabbath holy. God had commanded, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy." So holy, apparently, that the Pharisees dare not get within proximity to that original command. You best stay away altogether. And so if God had commanded in Exodus 34:21, even during the plowing season and harvest, you must rest on the Sabbath, well then if we build a fence to protect that, we might just end up where we are with the disciples in our text, trespassing onto forbidden ground. They had crossed over that metaphorical fence to simply run their hands through the grain in order to grab a bite to eat. A few years ago, I led a trip from our congregation to Israel. And in the city of Bethlehem, you can go visit the Church of the Nativity, the traditional site where Jesus is born. And you walk down some stairs to go into the grotto of the Nativity, and you see a little star on the ground where supposedly, maybe, Jesus was born. But what really stood out to me was what I noticed afterwards. You ascend back up some steps, and you find yourself in this beautiful Greek Orthodox basilica. The church is beautifully ornate, decked out in gold and paintings of all the saints, and there's something called an iconostasis, and that's this wall of icons that separates the sanctuary where the altar is from the nave where the people are. It symbolizes the boundary between heaven and earth, the divine and the mortal. And you don't get to come to the altar or even see the altar. It's where only the priests can go. And you're separated off from it by a wall. It's as if the cherubim are still holding the flaming sword, flashing back and forth, guarding the way back to Eden and the Tree of Life. As if Israel stands at the base of Mount Sinai, unable to ascend to the heights in order to see the holiness of our God. It's as if the tabernacle or the temple still stands with barriers and walls and curtains, fences where some have access to, but not you, not us. No, in fact, you're walled off from the Lord's rest. And in fact, you're probably a little too close already, so why don't you step back so we can build another fence of our own design in order to separate your sinful thoughts and words and deeds from the holiness and the majesty of an infinite and an all-powerful God. We see this makes sense to us rationally. We know that the Lord exists in unapproachable light. And we know that the hearts within us are dark and stained by sin and we're worthy of death. Isaiah remarks in chapter 59, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God." By nature, enemies of God, cut off and deserving of his punishment because he is holy and we are not. We know that well. And the Pharisees were taking that truth and they were pushing people even further away from God, if that were even possible. And they did so not out of the goodness of their heart to protect people, but out of their own fears and their own selfishness and their own pride. So there the disciples stand, in the open fields, fenced off though yet from the heart of the matter, walled off from the goodness of God and the Sabbath rest and peace that he desires for us to have when we abide in him. But luckily, the Lord of the Sabbath is standing in their midst. One who was greater than the temple had come to dwell amongst us. One who was born in humility and placed in a manger in Bethlehem in order to be with the people, not separated from the people. Isn't that how it goes? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath, did not come to change the law or to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. And in order to do that, he needs to show us the very heart of the law, that is, the heart of his Father. And so Jesus removes the whitewashed fences that the Pharisees had put up. The Pharisees were, after all, just whitewashed tombs themselves, which outwardly appeared beautiful, but inward were full of death. And Jesus breaks their barriers down by echoing God's words through Hosea. "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." Speaking to those who put a greater priority on offering up sacrifices than on steadfast love of the heart. And the Pharisees had prioritized the details of the Sabbath law and its oral tradition over the mercy that God desires us to have. And so today, what has walled you off from the goodness of your God? Anything? Have you built up God's laws according to some man-made rule in order to protect God? God doesn't need your protection. Have you built up a fence to hide yourself behind, covering yourself like Adam and Eve in order to not be exposed and to not get too close to his holiness? God knows you. From the heights of heaven to the depths of Sheol, he is there. Or have you walled others off? Have you increased the burden upon yourself or upon others out of fear? What has walled you off from the goodness of your God today? And again, we do this inherently because we have this awkward desire to keep trying to save ourselves by the law, at least sometimes our own version of that law. But to that end, Paul writes in Philippians 3, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." Faith, which tears down those walls, Just ask the people of Jericho, right? Faith, which clings to Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath, so that we remember that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, the law is fulfilled in the grace that you receive freely, given and shed for you in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath, in whom you find this rest. His death rips the curtain in two. His sacrifice removes the separation between God and man. And by his great atoning work and in the power of his resurrection, this great high priest brings you into the restful presence of your Lord. He brings you right up to that altar to give you his very body and his blood, because he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, like we read in Hebrews. He entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood. Having obtained eternal redemption, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the Holy Spirit, eternal Spirit, offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Now, today, and forevermore, Sabbath rest is found in and through Jesus Christ. Paul writes, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers nor anything present nor power nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For he is Lord of the Sabbath rest. And when you abide in him and in his word, you freely encounter the ways of the Lord as you stand before the very goodness of your God, forgiven and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.